I'm in Speke, south of Liverpool, a ward, a local council ward, which has the highest, among the highest deprivation statistics in the country in terms of unemployment. And I've just come to find out what people around here are making of the banking crisis, whether it affects them personally, and what they think about so much taxpayers' money being spent on three banks.
Well, everything's going up and up and up, and then all these banks are losing money, and the stock market's down constantly now, isn't it?
Well, my reaction is mainly going back to basics. You never spend what you haven't got.
I've just stopped a couple coming through Speak, and can I ask you how you feel about the latest news in this saga?
Well, it is bad news, isn't it? I mean, you know, people who've got a few bob saving, they don't know which way it's going, or, you know.
Do you think he was right to spend so much money on
it? Well, I think so, yeah. Well, otherwise, nobody knows what would have happened.
Quite a lot of people have talked to me about putting their money not in banks here in Speke, where actually there aren't any banks. The last one left Speke in 1998, but in the credit union. So I thought I'd go along to see the Riverside Credit Union, who've got new offices next to the big Morrison's Superstore up the road. And I'm with Colin Strickland, who's the manager. Colin, what's this all meant for you in the credit union? What's going on?
We found quite a few people are now looking at the possibility of getting the wages and the benefits paid directly into the credit union. They don't want to use the banks. They're not too sure about the banks. They're upset with the charges that people are getting and think they're going to get in the future. So it's been a positive effect for us.
And how does the credit union avoid being caught up in all this? How does the credit union fit into the general pattern? Are you completely insulated from the whole banking side of things?
Yes, we actually bank with the Cooperative Bank itself, but we're also part of the Financial Ombudsman Scheme, and we're also part of the FSA Compensation Scheme. Mm. So we are the same. So there's up to £50,000 worth of savings would be covered if anything did go wrong.
Do you have anybody of that level? That's a massive amount for a credit union saving, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge amount. We don't have anyone anywhere near that, no. I mean, what you mostly find is people saving £10, £15, £5 a week, and it builds up over a period of time, but we wouldn't have anyone who's up near £50,000 now.